Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
You're listening to Michigan Radio. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning at this time, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about what's happening in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
It's summer vacation for kids and college students, but education in Michigan has still been making headlines. Let's start in Detroit. The division of the Detroit Public Schools into two districts is state law. This week, a state loan board approved some logistics of the $617 million plan, but the elected school board from the old district is still fighting it, and during that vote, opponents were reportedly shouting shame and Jim Crow. Where is this fight headed, if anywhere?
Well, there's a whole lot of problems here. What they're complaining about is the idea, sort of modeled in the General Motors bankruptcy, that the old school board is charged with paying down the debt. The new school system will be charged with educating the students. They don't like that. They want one entity. I don't think they're going to get anywhere with that. But the bigger problem is that, as everyone who knows anything about it knows, not enough money was appropriated in all probability to make this succeed, to make the schools really be able to function. So there's going to be a lot of headaches and fights, and as we move towards an elected board, a lot of politics ahead.
Meanwhile, in East Detroit, there's a legal battle between the school district and the state about bringing in a state-appointed academic CEO. There's a temporary court order keeping the CEO away from the district most of the time. This could be a bit confusing if you're not living in East Point. The schools are not performing well, but the local administrators and teachers don't want the state's help. That's a recurring theme here in Michigan. Are turf wars getting in the way of real improvements in Michigan schools, Jack?
Well, of course there are. Education in Michigan is more or less a train wreck. And one thing that needs to be mentioned is that the schools are called East Detroit, while the community is called East Point. This changed its name some time ago to sort of make it sound more like the Grosse Pointes and like Detroit. There's four schools that are academically underperforming, and this is sort of a unique model. We've had overall emergency managers for entire districts before, but now they're just sort of cherry-picking some schools. How this is all going to turn out, I have no idea.
The news is a little brighter for Michigan's colleges. The University of Michigan just finished second in Money Magazine's poll for best colleges based on academic achievement and value. Princeton was number one, by the way. Michigan State came in at number 54 out of more than 700. But is there a risk of seeing the state's top universities soar out of reach for students in struggling school districts?
Well, there's two different issues here. One is the ranking, which really, it sounds very nice, but it doesn't really mean anything. Money Magazine changed its criteria for ranking these schools. So it's absolutely true that University of Michigan is good value for money, but that doesn't mean it's the cheapest or necessarily the best. But there is a big problem with education being priced out of the market of most middle-class people. 40 years ago, the state picked up about 75% of the cost. Now tuition accounts for the same proportion. The state has really sort of defunded higher education. And to get a four-year education at either Michigan State or the University of Michigan is well over $100,000. That's just sort of the basic cost. If you're out of state, it's over $250,000 probably. And it's increasingly hard for people to pay for that.
Jack, we're halfway through the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. What has stood out to you after days one and two there?
Well, a lot of things stand out, but in Michigan in particular is sort of between a rock and a hard place. Mitt Romney, the nominee last time, is boycotting the convention, will not endorse Donald Trump. His niece, Ronna Romney McDaniel, is the chair of the Michigan delegation, and she was miffed because Michigan was asked to abstain, to pass on the vote when they called the roll call so New York could put Donald Trump over. It was the only state asked to do that, so she feels like they got sort of short shrift. So this is a very, very bizarre and different convention, and Michigan is sort of a uniquely strange role in it. But we've got 2 days ahead, and we'll see how this all plays out.
Jack, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday at this time to talk about the latest in Michigan news and politics.